friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show this Tuesday, February 13th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, on the weekend of March 1st and 2nd, down at the Huntington Place, the basement of Cobo Hall, the scene of the crime, if you will, of what happened that night when I watched the fake ballots coming in the back door at 3:44 in the morning. Same location. Well, the Michigan Republican Party, where they're going to have their caucus convention on March 2nd, is going to be sharing the space with the Detroit Autorama Auto Show. The annual event is billed as, quote, America's greatest hot rod show, end quote. Thousands of people have been coming for more than 70 years to see tricked out vehicles with hundreds of different body types. Now, I'm looking at the photograph. The place is packed with cars and people. I'm noticing two vehicles that are standing out right in my face that I know what they are. We got a black chromed out 57 Chevy. The black roof, the black side panels, the chromed out fin tails. Well, they've got the hood off because they've dropped in this unbelievably oversized engine where it can't even have a hood on it. Completely, absolutely tricked out. There's that famous lime green Barracuda. And let's see, what is that one? I think that's a 55 Chevy. We've got the orange Roadrunners. We've got cars all over the place. Well, yeah, that's where the event's going to be held. This one being sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's going to start an hour before the convention for the Michigan Republican Party at 9 a.m. and run until 10 p.m. on March 2nd. This will be the middle day of the three-day show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go over and check out some of these vehicles. Same time, the Michigan Republican Party district conventions, where they will name Michigan Republican presidential nominee and Republican National Committee men and women, are scheduled for the Saturday, right smack dab in the middle of the three-day auto show. The auto show allows entrance by purchasing a ticket, which means the Michigan Republican Party won't be able to close the Huntington Place off to those not affiliated with the party. Okay, that's not true. Sorry, MERS News Service, with all due respect, you don't know what you're talking about. There's registration tables that require you to be on a list sent by all 83 county conventions that are being held this Thursday by the permanent chairs of those county conventions sent to the state party. They will have check-in lists for everybody, and it will be sectioned off, and they will be able to check everybody coming into the convention caucus. So you don't know what you're talking about. MERS reached out to the communication director at Huntington Place to inquire about further logistics, but was told they can't disclose any information about the weekend at this time. A representative for the auto show hasn't responded for a request either. Well, then you shouldn't have written the story. Because basically, you don't know what you're talking about. Have you ever attended MERS News Service? I want to ask you. this reporter who wrote this story. Have you ever actually attended a Michigan Republican Party state convention or caucus? Have you ever done it? The answer is no. Because if you had, you would have known that you have to check in and have to be on the list. And if you're not on the list, you don't get credentialed. You don't get into the room. It's not like they're going to be holding the convention in the same area where the cars are set up. I just hate reporters that don't know what the heck they're talking about. Next story lined up for today's show. Minority Leader Matt Hall, Republican, has again this week put out publicly a shared letter that he sent to the House Speaker, Joe Tate, laying out 20 bills that the Democrats could take up. These are bills that Republicans are, quote, prepared to vote on, end quote, including 8 bills from their previous letter that still hasn't been brought up for a vote, about 20 new pieces of legislation. Last Monday, Hall wrote a letter requesting Democrats take up 8 bills that were negotiated actually in October of 2023 before they basically ended the legislative session early November 14th. As a trade for Republican votes on Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan's land value tax plan, because the Republicans are willing to cross over, break the gridlock, and pass it, House Republican spokesperson Jeremiah Ward said last week that the Republicans would evaluate other bills not included on the original list of 8 on a case-by-case basis. Something he said that they are still continuing to do this week. But when Democrats put up a Republican bill mentioned in the letter, the majority of the Republican caucus voted yes. And another bipartisan bill package even got Democrats to vote for it. Well, when the Democrats didn't put any of the Republican requested bills on the board, all the Republicans voted no on everything. One of the members even voted no on his own bill. Why? Currently, the 54-54 split in the House means Democrats require at least one Republican to vote to pass any bill, any policy. And it seems that the Republicans have started playing hardball, as Tate called it last week. They're basically holding the Democrats hostage. And he said, we're not going to let that happen. Oh, there we go. Emergency broadcasting alert sounding off in the background. Yeah, I'm talking about Speaker of the House Joe Tate and the negotiations going on in the House right now. So 97.7 FM just got interrupted. Emergency broadcast alert, you know. Right, Dell? There's no coincidence between what I'm talking about on this microphone and when those alerts go off, right? Amazing, we get more of those alerts, Vicky, during my show than any other time throughout the day. Have you ever heard those alerts during the music? The 60s, the 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. Have you heard one? No, only during my show. Well, that's okay. I'll just repeat what I just said. Currently, the 54-54 split House means Democrats require at least one Republican vote to pass any bill, any policy. And it seems that Republicans are now starting to play hardball, as Tate called it last week, holding Democrats hostage, which he said they're not going to let happen. Last week, unfortunately, saw another vote fail awkwardly on the board, Hall wrote. Many of your members have stopped showing up for work. Do you know that some of the House Democrats aren't even showing up to Lansing, even though they're in session? And now even the Speaker Pro Tem can't work out how to pass bills out of committee with multiple tries. What happens is we have now Democrat dysfunction, and it needs to stop, said Hall. For example, the House agenda for Tuesday this past week was released, does not include any of the Republican requested items, with only Senator Veronica Kleinfeld, Democrat of East Points, Senate Bill 388 and House Bill 4389 is on the third reading. There's a list that the Republicans have put out. And I'm not going to go into all of these, but there are 20 bills total, 8 from last week, and they added another 12. Is there anybody of any notice? Let's see, up here in northern Michigan, for example. Oh, yeah. State Representative Kurt Vanderwall, Republican of Ludington, he's put up House Bill 4101, which extends the maximum period for issuing a temporary supervised postgraduate clinical experience for speech language pathology license to extend it from 12 months to 24 months. Why is that bill being held hostage, Speaker Tate? Working together, my state rep, John Roth, House Bill 4312, and neighboring Betsy Coffey of the Democrat, House Bill 4313, which allows summer resort and park associations to convert into domestic nonprofit corporations. They're not going to take that up either. Another Republican, Pat Altman from Six Lakes, has House Bill 4977. And again, my rep, John Roth, has House Bill 4978, which allows summer resort and assembly association formed under the 1889 Public Act 39 to convert into domestic nonprofit corporations. Why the heck is that not being brought up? First of all, I don't even understand why there's a need for it, John. Maybe you can come on the show and explain that to us. But he's put up a bill, actually two of them. Well, Tate won't bring those up either. John, didn't you vote for Tate to be speaker like Cam Cavett? Just saying. Doesn't he owe you a favor? I think he would. Anyway, baby, that's what we got in Lansing. The special elections in April replaces those two state representatives for Democrats. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment. I apologize for having the microphone away from my mouth in that last music out. The music drowned out my voice. I was garbled. I apologize. Took a sip of water before the break and didn't move the mic back close enough to my mouth. That's how sensitive it is. Folks, I cannot stress the importance of going to your county convention this Thursday. I don't care if you're a precinct delegate or not. I don't care if you're even a member of the party. You need to go to the website, migop.org, go down to the bottom, click on county chairs, email your county chair. Introduce yourself. Where is the county convention going to be held? I'd like to come as a guest. I want you to go and watch what happens at a county convention. The agenda has been sent out by the Michigan Republican Party as a suggestion. Every county can create their own agenda however they want. They're not attending a state convention. They're attending a county convention. Normally what they do, unless they waive it or remove it from the agenda, they have to elect a permanent chairman of the convention. This is just to run the county convention Thursday night, February 15th at 7 o'clock. Once a permanent chair to run the convention is elected, then they have to elect a permanent secretary of the convention. The permanent chair then assigns parliamentarians, tabulators, counters, if you will, sergeant at arms. They take an oath of office. They become oath takers, which you never give up once you take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Michigan. So help me God, you are now an oath keeper. You then get into the agenda of electing delegates and alternates to go to this March 2nd, I call it Cobo Hall, Detroit, Michigan, caucus. Thank you, Kristen Marcus, clarifying each district is going to be in a separate room. It's not going to be in an open, normal state convention type setting. That is the reason we will not be all in the same room, but in district caucus rooms. District, congressional district caucuses. That's where the votes are going to be held by the delegates as voting delegates and alternates. And very simply, they will follow the agenda outlined by the state party, because once you get down there and get your credentials, you lose your autonomy, your independence of your county. You agree now to basically adopt and adhere by the rules of the Michigan Republican Party. You're no longer operating under your county bylaws, charters, rules, whatever. You then go into the agenda for the caucus. You're going to elect certain people. Most notably, the biggest one, of course, will be voting for president of the United States. How many are going to vote for Nikki Haley? Maybe a handful. I doubt it. Most of them will be voting for Donald Trump. So the headlines are going to be coming out of Detroit on March 2nd. Donald Trump wins the Michigan caucus convention, along with winning the February 27th early voting presidential primary. Also to be decided, Republican National Committee man and woman. We've had a couple of the candidates on for the men's side. Current RNC National Committee man, Dr. Rob Steele, and Pastor Ralph Rebant, which, by the way, I produced a YouTube video, and I believe Ralph is sending it out to the delegates. That's who you'll be voting for. On the women's side, I believe there's three. Bernadette Smith, who I personally endorsed, Linda Lee Tarver, and Hema Kola Negridi. Not saying it right, really don't care. Businesswoman, she's running for RNC committee woman. That's who you'll be voting on. Other races, other situation, resolutions, things that they have on the agenda for the meeting will be conducted. The chair, the permanent chair of the district caucus, who is the district chair, Dara Rendon, I'll be sitting next to her as parliamentarian to help her out through the rules if she needs it, and we'll follow the agenda appropriately. It will all be done. Then there'll be a motion to adjourn. The business is over. Go enjoy the Autorama. The cars are out there. I'll give you a live field report on Monday from the home studio. I'll be back in the home studio on Monday, March 4th. The process, though, this Thursday is important. You need to see how county conventions work, how they elect the delegates to go to the state convention caucuses, whatever they're called, whatever they are. But most importantly, when they adjourn the county convention this Thursday, when they adjourn the convention, the chair, permanent chair, gavels down, we are adjourned. Mr. Chairman of the party, not the chairman of the county convention, because they could be different. You need to find out who the chair of the party is. I would like to be elevated to be appointed to fill a vacancy in my township, city, or village, precinct, ward, whatever you call them in your area, to be a precinct delegate for the party for my neighborhood. They check the apportionment report, see if there's a vacancy there, and if there is, they'll elevate you and you'll become a precinct delegate for the remaining term. You could even go as a guest to Detroit and see it firsthand as to it unfold. Well, that's it for today's show. The music's playing. I'm cut off. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this.